Welcome to another episode of the Last Post Radio Show podcast. And we have the delightful luck to be in beautiful downtown Prahran today in Greville Street. And even better than that, my luck to interview Brendan Sowry, Bachelor of Engineering. Brendan works with CPB Contractors as General Manager in Defence. CPB, of course, being a proud supporter of veterans' employment. Brendan, welcome very much to the Last Post Radio Show.
Hello, Greg. It's a delight to be here and relive some old memories here in Prahran.
Yes, we were just talking about that, Brendan. There's birds singing in the trees, and of course we both have similar backgrounds regarding our state of birth and where we grew up and things we did, so it's a delight to be here with you. Brendan, first up, I would imagine how important to CPB and indeed the general community, how important is that commitment from CPB to veterans' employment?
Well, Greg, CPB and its predecessors, Leighton Contractors, have been working in the defence sector for over 30 years. And in that time, we have delivered probably in excess of 30 to 40 projects. We're currently delivering six major projects across Australia. And as part of that, we have established a relationship with defence. And as part of that, there's a prevailing expectation to pay back to defence through engaging veterans to support us. Obviously, I'm one, and I'm evidence of the benefits that defence experience can bring to a contractor such as CPB.
Brendan, let's go back a bit into your history with service, and of course, an engineer, a Bachelor of Engineering. Tell us what you did, where you did, and just let listeners know a bit more about yourself.
Well, I joined the Army in 1975. In fact, this is my 50th anniversary of joining the Army on the 13th of February. Oh, actually, it was 13th of January, 1975. Signed up and arrived at Flinders Lane, delivered by my brother and his friends in a station wagon with surfboards on the top. So I immediately had a lot of credibility among the people waiting.
That's funny.
Not to say that I was ever a surfer. But I had a 23-year career in the Army, went through the Royal Military College, and graduated in the Corps of Engineers. Postings all around Australia, but importantly, a couple of, and satisfyingly, overseas deployments, one in the Middle East with the United Nations Truth Supervisory Organisation, serving in Israel and Lebanon, and specifically Beirut in 1985-86. And later in the decade, in 1989-90, I had the privilege of commanding 17 Construction Squadron UNTAG in Namibia, which was a force of about 300 supporting the United Nations in their mission to support the transition to independence of Namibia from South Africa. Oh. So two great highlights. And through that time in the Army, I developed enduring friendships, and they're prevailing today and very important in my life. And I suppose I inspired my two younger brothers in part to join the Defence Force in the Army, both moving to the Corps of Engineers, both having outstanding careers.
Yep.
And collectively, we have in excess of 120 or 130 years of service back to the nation as engineers. And we've got a few others in the family who've been added on to increase that legacy.
Wow. Well, Australia is owes you a lot, Brendan, you and the family, with a record like that. That's totally amazing. Brendan, what do you think the inclusiveness of veterans brings to an employer? There's obviously a lot of things, but from your point of view, your experience, what do veterans bring?
Well, it's interesting. We're standing up our veterans policy, or re-lifing it, to give it a higher priority in support of project work across everything we do as CPB. Mm. I think it's just important to note that CPB is part of the CIMIC group, and we are part of an enterprise going back to parent company called Hochtief in Germany and then another ACS in Spain. But the Australian operations all come back to Leighton's Holdings,
right,
and Leighton's contractors and our sister companies, John Holland, Tees, and others. And they established the foundation of CPB working in defence. And for instance, John Holland had a program of employing one secondee every year from the Australian Defence Force.
Oh, I see.
And I was one of those in the early 80s. And my brother, Bill, did a similar one a few years later. But the important thing about veterans is they have such a broad-ranging skills base. The training that they go through not only gives them technical skills, but an underpinning of leadership and communications and confidence that is generally not apparent in the workplace. So you have pretty high confidence that if you employ a defence veteran, they'll be able to do exactly what you expected them to do.
The advantages are numerous, and we're thankful to you and CPB for the inclusiveness of veterans in the work plan. What actually, I was just going to mention to you, you were, what, 23 years, did you say? Or 23 years, incredible. The Veteran Strategy and Action Plan, what's that?
Well, it's a plan that we're putting in place to more actively manage the engagement and creation of opportunities for veterans in the workplace. One of the challenges with veterans is the translation of their skills into a civilian or civilian context. So you take an infantryman, you take an artilleryman. Engineers are a lot easier because we have easily translatable skills back into a construction workplace.
Right.
But what we're endeavouring to do is to give veterans this first opportunity to at least get to the point of interview.
Mm-hmm.
Often they are culled before they get there because prospective employers can't identify the fit of those people into their particular job opportunities. So we're looking to encourage veterans to apply for the jobs that we're putting out at the marketplace, and then work with them constructively to identify an optimal fit. And if they get through to the opportunity of being offered a position, we will work with them, buddy them up with veterans already in our organisation to support them on their journey and give a higher likelihood of success in their transition into civilian life and civilian employment.
Yeah, I was going to say, Brendan, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but it's just from observation, but are there more companies now as part of the Veteran Employment Program? Has that helped or changed the layout? Are there more companies involved now in seeking out veterans?
Oh, absolutely. So the Commonwealth over the last 5 years has implemented a veteran employment scheme. CPB signed up very early in the piece for that under the Prime Minister's Veterans Program, and that's transitioned into a more broad-ranging scheme, and we've recently re-signed our commitment to veterans employment. Industry is broadly doing that, and I think we're recognising the benefits, but now we're setting tangible targets that we're looking to try and achieve.
Now, I guess too, Brendan, part of the success of this is the attitude of inclusivity, as we mentioned, and veterans being part of that and bringing something incredible to the table. You're a gay man, and how has that affected you, I guess, in your life, and have things changed dramatically, or have they changed at all?
Here you are. You've got me coming out on a national podcast, but I'm quite comfortable in doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so probably a little bit of history. You know, I've had a realisation that I've been gay most of my life, but early days you don't recognise what it was, and was sitting in the background when I applied for the army, but it didn't influence me and my decision to want to join up and join the service. And progressively over time, I came to the realization that, you know, suppressing my sexuality was influencing me and my ability to realize my full potential. I think this is a situation a lot of people have over time. And it came, you know, brought to front of mind the importance of creating an inclusive workspace, you know, whether it's through gender, sexuality, or whatever. And I've progressively seen the transition of organisations coming to the realisation that people are their most important asset, and it's in everybody's interest to create the workplace environment to allow people to realise their full potential. It's hard enough to get good people, but it's more important to retain them, to make sure that you the investment that you've made in them is optimised. And I saw that happen in the Army, you know, when I was a mid-ranking officer. As a major, I was working for the Deputy Chief of the General Staff as his military assistant. And it was at a point that the Defence Force was reviewing its policy on gays in the Army. And it was moving from a position of where if you were identified as gay, you were cashiered out of the service, or in best case, don't ask, don't tell, to a more inclusive arrangement where it was recognised that gays had a, or gays, lesbians, had a contribution to make equal to that of everyone else in the service, and the policy was being progressively changed in favour of allowing continued service of this group of people. And it's now progressed to the point where, you know, there are openly gay and lesbian people in recognised relations in the Defence Force, fully supported, and allowing people to realise, again, their full potential and contribute back to the nation.
Well said, Brendan Sowry. And I tell you what, Brendan, it seems it's as clear as the nose on each other's face to me, and this is obviously a personal observation, but it's a retardation of society if we restrict people from being themselves. As long as you're not harming anyone else, be yourself. That is the only way, surely, that the best will evolve and come from any situation.
Yeah, exactly right, Greg. But one of the great challenges with gay people is the presumption that you're not gay. And you are continually having to come out every day of your life. And it's simply from the questions that people are posing to you. Can be in an Uber, can be in a taxi, or for me, in my age now, it's do you have grandchildren? Or are you married? Those simple questions, and you have to make a decision of, well, am I going to out myself to this person, or, you know,
is it give
a flat answer. But there's a general expectation. A lot of people say I'm the straightest gay man they know. Maybe not, depends what are the circumstances you see me. But certainly in the workplace, I'm the same as every other person there doing my daily job of work and hopefully doing it well.
I was going to say, Brendan, too, and it's interesting you bring that up, because when you're brought up in an environment of acceptance for things like this, not acceptance, but just it's fact of life, for me, I find it hard to understand any attitude that would prevail that would handicap gay people. I mean, do you think, obviously the military with the situation it is now, has the military and defence reflected society in this move towards openness, or is it responded to society, do you think?
I think they're on the front foot, you know, after sort of certainly being in denial for a long time, they've become quite progressive. Both through their policies and you know the bravery of their leadership to
bring an inclusiveness into the defence force that is probably, if not leading the field, with the leaders in the field in industry. And I can say that CPB and CIMIC Group is very, very supportive and wanting to do better. To me, it's important for leaders in organisations to carry the flag. I won't be out there with a rainbow flag all the time, but to be out there to allow others to see that their leaders are comfortable to declare who they are, and gives others and junior people the confidence to do the same.
Mentors, if you like.
Well, whether it's mentors or what would be the word, the exemplars, that you can succeed, and organisations will support you to be yourself, to optimise your potential, to do your job, and not accept bad behaviours from others in the workplace. And through this demonstrated leadership and quelling bad behaviours, it gives people the confidence to be themselves. And that has been very important to me, particularly in the last 20 years since I left the Army, where I've had the confidence to go into new jobs and say who I am, and also say that I barrack for Collingwood.
Well, that's where we've bonded particularly, I think, Brendan, with the Collingwood bit. And I know you're liable to raise a few eyebrows when you mention the word, but good on you. So you're a brave man.
Well, people see that as the greater of two evils, barracking for Collingwood. And it's great to defuse an awkward situation. And they say, oh, barrack for Collingwood. Okay, well, let's get on with the job. And
I get that too. And are there any hurdles? I mean, we're talking about defence and military as a reflection of or leading the way in this, and they have done a great job in many respects. Are there any hurdles left, Brendan? I suppose there'll always be improvements to be made, but what do you see at the moment when you look at it?
Yeah, there are, but they're not at the level that they used to be. But it's the attitudes of people who's... views aren't going to change on the situation, but what you can do is not allow it to influence the workplace, and you can support people doing their job of work, and then you can take your attitudes and keep them at home for the 8 hours a day that you're expected to be part of a vibrant workplace.
Yes, well said. And again, I suppose on the backbone of the magazine and now the radio show podcast, Brendan Sowry from CPB Contractors, General Manager Defence, is some diversity brings more to the table with more of an opportunity to perhaps to move forward.
Absolutely, Greg. Look, we've been speaking about gays, but we're clearly in the minority, as are veterans. But there's others in the workplace, and particularly the construction industry, that we're working really hard to better the statistics, and particularly women in construction. I think the Army or the Defence Force were leaders in affirmative action, and we didn't even know the word at the time, in creating equal opportunity for women, and it's fantastic that you're seeing women in very senior leadership positions in the Defence Force. One of my sisters-in-law was a colonel in the Army, married to my brother Bill. She had a remarkable career, a member of the Order of Australia, Conspicuous Service Cross, and she beat my brother on one of her medals before he got his matching pair. But a stellar career, and she's still contributing through the reserves back to the Defence Force.
Well, actually, I'll just go on in a second, Brendan, but I do say I remember this topic being discussed when I interviewed Angus Campbell in Canberra some years ago. So that proves, yes, there was obviously a movement towards this years ago.
Yeah, and as I said, we knew what affirmative action was in the Defence Force before we it became a name, from the transition of the Women's Royal Australian Army Corps to being fully integrated back into Army and on equal standing with the male graduates. And from that time forward, we saw this progression to the point that we have today in the Defence Force, where promotion is on merit, they are of equal standing, and they're doing an exemplary job at very senior leadership roles. And I point to Lieutenant General Susan Coyle, who's just recently been appointed to a very senior role and has had a stellar career to get to that point. But if I go back to women in construction, the same thing is applying now. And at CIMIC and CPB, we've recognised that there's been a gap in the opportunities presented to women. And we're working very actively to raise or increase the opportunities and for women and to support them, because the challenges that they have with children in and out of the workforce, but the real thing to me is their excellent potential. In fact, I think they're far more organised than men.
Yes, I agree.
they get the job done efficiently and effectively, and they make great engineers. And I have always enjoyed working with women in my team when the opportunity is presented.
Mm-hmm. No, it's so true, Brendan. I often suggest the same thing, is that life without women would be less in so many ways, and we include that in the employment and defence sector. So, Brendan Sowry, we could go on, and indeed we will. We may do a series of interviews with you. But Brendan Sowry, Bachelor of Engineering, 23 years in defence, CPB Contractors, General Manager Defence, and of course CPB Contractors, proud supporters of veterans employment programs. We thank you very much for being on the Last Post Radio Show podcast series, Brendan, and we must have you back again.
Thanks, Greg. It's been a delight, and I'd be more than happy to join you for another coffee and a conversation.
Yeah, any excuse to get together and have a chat in sunny Prahran too, so it's a beautiful thing. Thank you for being part of this.
You're listening to Greg T. Ross and the Last Post Radio Show on Captivate, Apple, and Spotify.